Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Big turmoil in my family this week, Tammy. This weekend, specifically the Sunday AFC Championship game.
This will be an interesting round of ball talk with John's mom, Bonnie.
The playoff edition.
Hello.
Hello, mother.
Hi.
Listen, mom, she's got her game face on today. She's all ready.
Like
the
it.
Playoff edition of Ball Talk.
With John's mom, Bonnie.
Mom, I know we usually only convene during fantasy football season, but this had to be done because most of the nation, I have to imagine, will be rooting for the Buffalo Bills to knock the Kansas City Chiefs finally out of a Super Bowl. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I would.
Mom lives in Western New York, very near Buffalo, mm-hmm. and my sister Wendy works for CBS Television in Rochester, New York, the affiliate of the Buffalo Bills. So clearly, we are Buffalo Bills family on that side of the globe. However, Mom, your oldest, Gina in Minneapolis, who I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, became a Kansas City Chiefs fan and a rabid one at that by drafting Patrick Mahomes years ago in the first season of our family fantasy league.
Yes. Her best friend happens to have a daughter that lives there, which makes it very convenient to get tickets for the Kansas City game.
Gina, also very insightful, fell in love with Travis Kelce way before that certain singer did. So she's not a jumping on the bandwagon kind of girl. But the problem is this. Gina is a maniac when it comes to the Chiefs. She even had my mom doing shots Thanksgiving weekend watching the Chiefs and getting mom kind of sauce in the middle of the day.
Bonnie,
this is my
Bonnie,
church lady mom.
What kind of shots were you doing, Bonnie? I'm curious.
You tell me what it is. It's some sort of peanut butter liqueur.
Oh, yeah. Screwball whiskey. Peanut butter whiskey. That's really good.
Yeah, originated here in San Diego in OB, man. Shout out OB Noodle House. Try the wings. Anyway, mom.
Yes.
are you going to do? You got us rooting for the Bills. You got Gina going crazy for the Chiefs. This is a big problem in our family this week. This could cause one of those rifts that, you know, you don't talk for a couple of years.
Oh, my God.
Just saying.
Especially because I live here. If they lose, oh, my God, it'll be awful. It'll be awful.
With the exception of rabid Chiefs fans, I have to imagine we are all rooting for the Bills this weekend, right?
I don't know. I've always liked the Chiefs because I like Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, but
so.
Did we have to see Patrick Mahomes again? Wouldn't it be nice to see Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills? I mean, good God, they've lost 4 Super Bowls. And Mom's right. If, in turn, the Bills do go to the Super Bowl and win it, that city, it's like nothing you've ever... Well, like, it would be like Green Bay in the Midwest.
Sure. It's been forever. I did look up to see when Buffalo actually ever played in the Super Bowl, and they lost 4 consecutive years. So they're due for that, and Kansas City has won a bunch. So I guess in that perspective, I see it. But I'm still a fan of Patrick Mahomes, so I'm kind of on Gina's side here.
Yeah. Hey, Mom, how bad is the cold and the snow in New York right now? Has the cold snapped yet?
Oh, no, not yet. In fact, the kids don't have school today. My poor dog, I had to drag her outside. I know it's terrible.
Mom's dog is about the size of a high-top sneaker, so you should be aware of that. I was trying to think if Roger the puppy, how he would do living out in the Midwest.
Like, oh, no, he wouldn't like it at all.
He'd look at me like, what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. I was born in Tijuana, you dolt. Well, Mom, you know, you're the matriarch. You're the matriarch of our family fantasy league. You're the matriarch of our family, our actual family. You got a very slippery slope to ski this week. I hope you're ready for the pressure.
Yep.
I'm Team Bills. Sorry, Gina. I love you. But I've got my other sister, Wendy, who's supporting me even more now because she's also Team Bills. Mom's Team Bills.
Go Bills!
Okay.
Ball Talk.
With John's mom, Bonnie.
And rest assured, Mom, I will be sending that clip to Gina so she can hear that.
Oh, I am going to get... This is going to going to be awful. Oh, my God.
No more peanut butter shots for you in the middle of the day.
I know.
I love you, Mom. Talk to you later.
Love you, too. Yeah, bye-bye, honey.
Sean and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.